In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is in our shadow.
I promise you I'm not sick. It's one of the worst times to cough in front of people. In today's parable that Jesus gives that we're very familiar with, he explains the parable himself. And that is why today I don't have to give a sermon, because you've already heard it. At the end of the parable, he says that the good ground bears fruit with patience. That's the last line. And we don't live in a patient era. Now, if you think about what we're surrounded with, and I was just thinking about this over the last days, and one of the examples I would come up with was when the internet was new, and I would go down and sit in front of this massively expensive computer that I was paying huge payments on, like car payments, and I would do this dial-up modem and listen to this obnoxious tone, sometimes busy, all that just to check an email, and largely surfing was not nice. Wasn't great. It wasn't a thing to do. I remember to get the news when I was a kid, my father would walk down to the store and buy a paper and then walk back. It was about a half mile away. And then read the morning paper. Now, between when I was a kid and now, we have had light speed changes within our general ability to access information. And our general expectations of society are much faster. And we don't want to wait. We don't need to wait for most things. And if you look at the advertising, everything is bent on more and more. You see, because 4 LTE wasn't enough, now we need 5G. And then there'll be the next product in a few years, and the next product in a few years. We want speed. We have a need for speed. Speed sells. And our ability to have things on demand has changed our brains in such a way that we start to look at life that way. That in some ways we believe that life can be on demand. And I think about mostly in terms of Netflix, the ability. I was telling my daughter, used to have to wait a week for the next episode. A whole week. And now I can watch the entire season in one night if I can stay up that late. And this is the type of economy. We can just order things online. They come to our door. And all of this has adjusted our persons and how we approach the faith, because it's just simply hard to be surrounded by a culture like ours and not extrapolate and not say, hey, this is quick. Why shouldn't other things be quick? And this, of course, gets applied to our spiritual life. Now, most people thought they should be saved much quicker before we had the internet and before we could access information instantly. People still would say, by this time in my life, I should be much better than I am. People still had a sense of shame that they weren't going out and getting it and accomplishing it and overcoming sins and becoming perfect before the age of impatience and instant access. How much more is it now, when we're entirely surrounded by this, to be in a state of our spiritual life and to think that everything that we do is supposed to be about results? I have had people come to the church, and even recently, within the last few years, who, upon going into the catechumenate for a little while, have also looked into other religions. And while they were looking into other religions, I remember I got an email saying, well, I got some results. I got some results. I found this faith and I got some results. Not talking about orthodoxy. Father Paul Yerger, at one of our recent, he's in Mississippi, he's a priest that's been around since the beginning of the diocese, and he said at one of our diocesan retreats, he said, the only person who expects quick results or results is Satan. And so we see in our culture is also permeated with this mentality of results. Everything is result-based, scientific, proven, factual, and you can trust it, you can believe it. But then, of course, until you can't, right? Until they change their mind in a few weeks. But the point is, that is the culture we're in. And we cannot apply this culture to the spiritual life. Take your age, for example. Maybe you're 50, 40, 70, whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to tell you, if you're 70, it took you 70 years to get into this, it's going to take you 70 years to get out. If you've been at it for 30 years, it's going to take you 30 years to get out. We need to think about a long-term game within our spiritual lives. Our spiritual lives are not about high emotions and good feelings that we get when God fixes us immediately, and then we're perfect, and we can go around talking about how we're saved and other people are damned. Our faith tells us that it is the little everyday things that we do that wear away our passions, that wear away our sinfuls. It's when we put into ourselves, through reading the scripture, through prayer, every day, the little things. And they don't even have to be big prayers, but just those little things. The effort to come to church, the effort to curb our appetite on fast days, the small effort to do the very basic things every day, worm their way into our soul, and produce life. And sometimes in this life, we don't see the results we want to see. We hear this in the epistle today with the Apostle Paul, who prays three times that the angel, the messenger of Satan, would leave him. And at the third time, he hears, "My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness." So that means that Paul carries around whatever this disease or buffeting spirits is, he carries this for the rest of his ministry, for the rest of his life. It doesn't go away. Paul has to learn to be patient with himself, to have patience with the frustration of having something there that he doesn't want, that God has told him, don't worry about it. Essentially, my grace will cover this for the rest of his life. And we too are in the long haul for certain things. Some of us aren't going to overcome certain sins. Some of us aren't going to be able to be as devout as we want to be. Some of us will continue to struggle at prayer and reading, and it'll be a struggle for us to manifest the Christian faith. But that's what we're called to. That slow, day in, day out struggle. And God can grace us, and He can cover us. And He's not worried about us being perfect in and of our own strength. He's worried about us being diligent. He's worried about us being faithful. And in today's gospel, He says that the good soil bears fruit in patience. So let us disconnect a little bit from our society's way of thinking and reconnect to the Christian faith that has been around for 2,000 years. And that realizes that generation after generation, transformation, healing, salvation is slow. And it's wrapped up in diligent effort, in faithfulness, in those virtues that are also missing from our day and age, in patience. May God give us patience to bear fruit in due season by the grace of the Holy Spirit in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst.
He is in our midst.